In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Kate Weston. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing fine. You're on your cell. Are you outside? Are you inside? What are you doing?
We went for a little drive to get out of the house first.
Just to get out of the house. Okay.
Yep.
Now, where's the drive? Where do you live?
So, I currently live in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now, you're from Buchanan, Westchester, right?
Yes.
How did you find your way to Green Bay from Buchanan? Tell me a little bit about
that. 21 years of my life I spent in Westchester, grew up in Verplank and Buchanan, and then I decided that in September of 2011, I was going to pack my bags and move to L.A. I ended up buying a one-way. I told my mom I'd be back in 2 weeks, and I landed there, called her, and said, just kidding, I'm staying here. So I was in L.A. for 4 years, and after being in L.A. for 4 years and writing a bunch of music out there and going after, you know, doing a bunch of YouTube stuff and the artist thing, I packed my bags and I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, where I spent the last 2 years of my life writing music. And it's actually where I wrote Trust Ball. And then I met somebody at a wedding in Nashville, and I ended up moving up to Wisconsin to be with him.
By the way, it's a horrible thing to do to your mom.
I know.
That's like the worst Mother's Day gift ever, to tell her you're coming back and then not come back, right?
Yep.
L.A., big music scene. Nashville, mm-hmm. big music scene. Green Bay, Wisconsin,
yep.
What?
Yes, exactly. So it's definitely a change of pace, but you know what? Living in what I feel to be like the middle of nowhere has been quite an incredible experience for me. It's so peaceful here, mm-hmm. and you know the pace of life is a lot slower, so I've been really enjoying it.
You really made YouTube work for you, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, so I started my YouTube, like, I graduated from Hunter Cuts in high school in 2008, and I created a YouTube channel, and I named it Caitlin Ann with four N's. I didn't want anyone to find my channel. I was like, I thought I was being clever by naming it that. And little did I know I was going to start posting covers, and those covers started getting views. And then shortly after that, I did a cover of Katy Perry's Firework, and the Ellen Show saw it.
The Ellen Show?
Yeah,
okay, Ellen DeGeneres,
yeah. Ellen DeGeneres Show. Yeah, so I got a call while I was up in school in Rochester at the time, and they flew me out there. I performed on the show. It was the most incredible moment of, you know, that I experienced. 6 months later is when I packed my bags and I moved to L.A. because I kind of got the performance bug after that. I was like, I gotta keep doing this.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Kate Weston. How did the being on the Ellen Show impact the rest of your career?
When I was on the show, I think I had 6,000 subscribers on YouTube. And then shortly after that, my subscribers started growing and growing. I started doing more covers and posting them on YouTube, and my videos just started getting more views. And when I moved to L.A., that's when I started collaborating with other, like, YouTube artists, people that were doing covers. And from there, it kind of just, like, spiraled into this thing. And next thing I know, back in 2015, I posted a cover of Ellie Goulding's Love Me Like You Do.
Mm-hmm.
I got a million views, and from there I went from, like, 90,000 subscribers to about 127,000. So that video kind of catapulted my channel. But what's crazy is that last year, that video got 14 million more views. I don't know where it came from. Like 5 years later, 14 million more views happened.
Did you say 14 million more views?
Yeah.
And you have no idea really why or how that happened?
I honestly have no idea.
Well, you sound pretty savvy about this kind of thing, so you may want to do some research into that and see exactly how this works. Because you may want to
figure out.
You may want to reproduce that success, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about Trust Fall. Was it based on true story, on fact?
So Trust Fall, I had gotten broken up with, and 2 weeks after the breakup, I ended up in a session with my good friend, Liz Longley, who is an artist and an incredible artist and songwriter. And I just remember after that breakup feeling the most depressed and sad that I had ever experienced in my life. The only way that I can kind of put it into words is I felt like I was grieving a heart that was still beating. And I remember during that time something bigger than myself getting me through that moment. And to this day, Trust Fall is my testament of surviving a moment that felt incredibly difficult. So, you know, the world is changing so much right now, and we're in such uncertain times. So I just hope that this song fills people up with the same feeling it filled me up with when I was unsure of what was next. I'm just trusting, and whatever is supposed to work out, it will.
Yeah, the key word there, of course, for your career is trust. You trust that things are going to go your way, and that's a great attitude to have because you have very little control over a lot of things, right?
Yes.
Hey, Kate Weston, K-A-I-T, Weston, what is your website? Where can people find out more about you?
You can find me on social media at Kate Weston on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I also have a song coming out called Rock Bottom next Wednesday, and it will be my birthday. So please go check it out. It will be on Spotify and iTunes. And I just wanted to, you know, send love to my hometown. I miss New York a lot, and, you know, my roots are there. You know, it's made me who I am today.
Her roots are here, but she is always moving. It's Kate Weston in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here is the good song called Trust Fall. Kate, be careful on the road. Take care of yourself and go Packers, I guess.
Yes, go Pack, go. Thank you.